It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Tuesday, March 6, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 65th day of 2007. 300 days remain in the year.
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
It's Dentist's Day in the U.S. It supposedly dates back to the invention of the dental foot engine, 1790, by John Greenwood, dentist of George Washington. It's Independence Day in Ghana, 1957, from Britain. And in Texas today, it's Alamo Day. This day in 1836, the Alamo fell. A Sunday, it was 13 days into Santa Anna's siege and about 5 months into the Texas Revolution. Ultimate victory for Texas is still 7 weeks away.
Across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho.
Bob Wills of Western Swing fame was born in Limestone County, Texas, this date in 1905. More birthdays coming up. The first radio newsreel debuted on this date in 1931.
The March of Time. On a thousand fronts, the history of the world moves swiftly forward.
The March of Time, highly dramatized and produced in association with Time magazine. It aired on CBS Radio. The movie version of the newsreel wouldn't be around for another 4 years.
Restless as the wind, this town is killing me. Gotta put an end to this restless misery.
Charles Manson from the LP Lie, the Love and Terror Cult, which was recorded in 1968 but not released until today's date in 1970, when Manson needed to raise money for his defense in the Tate-LaBianca murder trial. It was on today's date in 1978 that Larry Flint was shot and paralyzed as he walked out of a courtroom in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Flint's attorney, Gene Reeves Jr., was also shot by the suspected and confessed sniper, serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin, who was never charged in the Lawrenceville shootings.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News, and that's the way it is, Friday, March 6, 1981.
And that was that. It was a Friday when Walter Cronkite signed off that last time. Dan Rather would be in the anchor's chair on Monday.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What's the matter?
Hey, Abbott, come on. Help me get dressed, please. I've got to get to the broadcast right away.
Take it easy. There's lots of time. What's the excitement?
Excitement? Tonight we're having Lynn Barry as our guest star, and I'm going to make love to her. Boy, oh, boy.
Right. Lou Costello, born on this date in 1906 in Paterson, New Jersey. Other birth anniversaries today, Michelangelo, 1475 in Tuscany, and Rob Reiner, 1947 in the Bronx.
Regarding intravenous demilo, this tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even...
Finally, for this sixth day of March...
Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret.
The Ballad of the Green Beret, sung by Sergeant Barry Sadler, reached number one on this date in 1966. It would be the number one single in the land for the next 13 weeks.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about the radio series The March of Time and an email link for your comments about the program at provoicetracks.com/almanac.